Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cindy Bigelow is here. Cindy is been a great member of our Brain Trust now for almost 4 years. She's third generation president of one of the great American family business success stories, the family-owned Bigelow Tea Company, and she is become a great thought leader and for small businesses as well as a great leader of their organization. And she's our good friend. Cindy, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much for asking me to be back. I love being on your show.
We love having you here. So you had kind of an interesting thing to happen to you a couple of weeks ago, didn't you? Or I guess it was last week, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Tell the audience what you did.
Last Tuesday. My congressman, Democrat Congressman Himes, Jim Himes, asked if I would be his guest for the State of the Union.
Mm.
And you know, I was pretty taken aback. I said, "Well, I didn't even realize." So,
you didn't know they had any friends, did you?
Yes. And so of course, you know, he's a lovely, lovely, wonderful, wonderful person. So
I'm
I said,
sure.
"Yes, of course, I'll go to represent the state." He wanted, and being a female CEO, and I met such wonderful guests. I mean, I met dreamers. Our senator brought a victim of sex trafficking. Were just really inspiring, humbling. It was quite an experience. We went to a couple events beforehand. Woodrow Wilson had an event for Woodrow Wilson, his presidency, and
right.
The history with him, which was very cool.
I bet that was interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, politics, as you know, are very complicated. These people are very complicated. And, you know, I met people on both sides of the aisle, you know, and which was, you know, just a very interesting experience. And then you go up to the top balcony, which is also where his family will sit. You know, you saw Melania
mm-hmm.
come in and their
mm-hmm.
son. You're sitting amongst Democrats and Republicans. It was very interesting. It started off to me, whatever. I sort of like to try to consider myself a middle of the roader,
mm-hmm.
which in today's world isn't always acceptable.
Right.
I know, really. You know, for me, I look at, as a CEO, I look at the leader, certainly the leader of our country and in many ways the leader of the world, to be inspirational, visionary, aspirational.
As CEOs, we worship at the throne of results, don't we?
It is, but it's also those results should be, in my opinion, coming with a vision of good and where we can be, what we need to be doing,
right.
How we are going to get there, what's the plan, how do we execute against it, is it being inclusive, and that's just for a small tea business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, that's what I was looking for. Obviously, for all of those that heard it, you know, when it got into the category of immigration, it gets very, very uncomfortable for me. I just feel
it's a very complicated issue, and there's both there isn't there.
Well, I'm going to say that I'm not a fan of categorically grouping anybody into one whatever, and I just tend to feel that when we get onto that topic. Everyone from that particular country and conversation gets grouped into this
mm-hmm.
one small whatever. And that's just not right. And that is not appropriate. It is not accurate.
But don't you think both sides have used the immigration thing as a political football for decades now?
It is a political football, but I don't get wrapped up in that. I get wrapped up in what we should be doing, what we need to be doing.
What do you think we should do?
And I understand that it's very complicated. I'm not saying open up the floodgates. That's ridiculous and let everybody in. I understand all of that. And
President Bigelow, what would you do?
What I would do is, first of all, I would grant citizenship to the Dreamers. I really would. I mean, there's you know, what's being laid out is a 10 to 12 year path. If you do nothing wrong, does that mean if you get a traffic violation, that's
right.
it, you're out? So, and we need borders that are very tight, borders
mm-hmm.
that have good control.
Mm-hmm.
But there is always going to be some fluidity. And, of course, you only want people in here that are not going to harm our country. But we've been very, very blessed. Vast, vast, vast immigrants in our country that have come legally. And for those who have come illegally, we
right.
have been very fortunate in the sense that this is not a situation.
Well, do you feel that President Trump is, I mean, it seems to me, I mean, all warts and all, it seems, and I'm not defending him, but just listening to what he says recently, it seems to me that he's trying to move closer to the other side of the aisle with regard to how the Dreamers are dealt with. I mean, didn't he bump up?
No, I don't think so.
He bumped up the number of that could have a path to citizenship by a million. He included all of them, didn't he?
Yeah, but that was over a 12-year period, and if there's one violation, it doesn't work. So
yeah.
Aren't
those details that are worked out in the future? I mean, that's not how it's going to wind up being.
Oh no! I would not want to do anything based on faith. I would want to just do things that I know are in black and white, and that's appropriate. And there was a three-prong program that he put in place that really, really was very, very challenging for anyone who's trying to really get the dreamers.
Right. I guess the way I saw it, and I hear what you're saying. I guess the way I saw it is that he's trying to you know, there is an element of one side, and I mean both the sides have done this, is an element of the side that's not in power using this issue as a way of not letting the other party get an advantage, get a win. And I kind of felt like maybe, you know, that what he was doing was finding out if the Democrats wanted a deal or not.
Oh, no, no. When he initially met with Graham, he definitely was much more in the middle. But with that proposal that he put forth the night of the State of the Union was nothing close to the middle.
Okay.
Nothing
all right.
Close
well,
to
you, you, you,
the,
you're watching
even,
it a lot closer, I guess, than I am.
Well, even the conversation I'm not comfortable with it, where he uses his chain migration.
Right.
There's a tremendous amount of vetting that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just let in anybody with an individual. You know, there's
tremendous vetting. Can you give us your website, Cindy? Can I have your website?
Oh, sure. BigelowTea.com.
All right.
There you go.
They got a lot of tea there. Quick breaks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.